For the Gemara, no, we just had before was shipuyin. If a guy comes and chisels off the extra inch off his nose, the Ikar was a Chavim Kayemis. He made it to make the statue look nice. So the Ikar of Yazar is still here, that's the loss of Anor. Look, Katani, we learned, Litzarko, if the guy is chiseling off the nose because it's too long, he wants to make it look nicer, so it says he Asura, the statue itself is still awesome, but the Shifur Mutarim, but the piece that they chiseled off is Mutar. So what do you see? Even though the Ikar is still Kayim, but since now it's a broken piece, the broken piece by itself is only to throw away, it's Mutar Banor. So the Kashi also, the leaves that fall off the tree, once they fall off, they're broken leaves. So they should become Mutar Banor, according to Rish Lakish. Even though the guy didn't do it himself, but it's like a broken statue, according to Rish Lakish, it's Mutar Banor. So Rish says, no, there's a big difference. Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua Omar, he says like this, this is the way the tree grows. That's a normal manner for a tree to grow, to have new leaves. So therefore, when a tree, when the leaves fall off the tree, there's no bitl at all. That's the normal way the tree lives. And that's the Rabbi Yezara. So it's normal for the leaves to fall off. Therefore, there's no bitl. Therefore, the leaves are still also banor. But over here, when you chisel off a piece off the nose, that's not called derech gedilosoi. So there, what you broke off is a broken piece. That piece becomes mutter, even though the ikar is kayim. But over here, it's not only a svara, the ikar, the tree is here, but even the leaves that fall off, that's the normal derech. Like she says, that dakra shall call ashono, that's the way a tree grows, it gives off leaves. On the gadla cherim. Therefore, there's no bitl at all. Eisvei, Reb Shimon ben Lakish of Yechon. Reb Lakish now finds the Yechakasha, that's Reb Yechon. You, Reb Yechon, say that a broken statue, a broken Avodah Zarah, is the loss of a Hanor if it broke by itself. As long as we do not know that the guy himself broke it, it's the loss of a Hanor. I would learn like this. Kan Shabroi She'ilon. If you have a bird nest, a nest on top of a tree, Shel Hegdish. If it belongs to Hegdish, means this tree was a tree of Hegdish. Somebody was Makdish the tree, and now you find a bird nest on top. So Lachu is Loinen and Loinen. Like the Rabban, you should have Hanor from the bird nest, but if you have Hanor, Loinen. Rashi says, Loinen, the Yosem of the Rabban, for Loinen, Imnen, Loinen, Midiraisa. She's Chayav Kobe, Milut, and Muslim, explain why not. If you have enjoyment from it, it's not also Hanor, Midiraisa. What's going to be Verosha Shel Asherah? Let's say you find this bird nest on top of the Asherah tree, on top of the Avodah Zarah. So it says here, Yat is Bekona, you can knock it down with the reed, and the Habimidu is then use it. So Rashi says, Yat is Bekona, Yash does Atzeh Akona B'makil, Nilam, V'yisafeno, V'yenamen. And you could use it, you could use the nest, have enjoyment, use it for wood, to burn it for fuel. But why does it say knock it down? Because you can't climb up the tree, because then you have it on from the tree, it's a ladder. So you're not going to climb up the tree. But just take a stick and knock down the bird nest, and it says you're allowed to use it. So Kusaka, that's the Havamina is, Kagoyin Sheshibra Mimenu Eitzim. The Havamina is, where did this nest come from? It came from the fact that the birds picked off pieces from the Yatzi Asherah, and from that wood they made their nest. Yeah, it says Kagoyin Sheshibra Mimenu Eitzim, the kids of the head, and from that they made their nest. So who are these pieces? Why is it Mutar Banor? It came from an Avodah Zarah. Uktani, it says, Yat is Bekona, just knock down the nest and you're allowed to use them. So why? Because it's called Nishtabra Me'aleho. Yeah. So according to Rosh Lakish, it's very good. But according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, you say when a tree, when an Avodah Zarah breaks by itself, or the guy doesn't break it, it's the loss of Banor. See, the guy didn't break the branches, the birds came and picked off some branches off the tree, and they made a nest from those branches. And it says now the nest is Mutar Banor, so it's a kashya on Rav Yechonon. Skumarin says, Alitz, Rav Yechonon says, Hokam ha'yafkinu v'goyin, ki aisi eitza mi'alma. Who told you the birds made the nest from the wood of the Yatzi Asherah? No, they took the wood from other trees. They brought it from other places. The kids of them, they just made the nest over here. And I'll bring you proof of that. That's why it's Mutar Banor. Because the nest itself was not made from Yatzi Asherah. They can never bring you proof on this. If Tanya says, God, it says in the race in the first place, if the nest was made on top of a tree of Hegdish, it says, like Midirabonin, you can't have a nor from the nest, but Veloy Meilin, but there's no Vistamila. If you take the nest and have enjoyment from it, you're not over Nisidiraisa. So the question is, why not? If you could tell me very good, the Eitzemiyalma, we're talking about now that the birds made the net from wood, from other trees. That's why it's only Yosem and the Rabbanon over here. Yet and true, you should not have a hanor from it, but the Rabbanon. Because it looks like it comes from the Atzei Hegdish. So the Rabbanon, they tell you, not have any enjoyment from this nest. But let's say you take the nest and you burn it, you have enjoyment from it. You don't, you're not over Yosem Mila. Why? Because these wood, the wood, the nest, did not come from Atzei Hegdish. It came from other wood. That's why it's Mutzaban Lo Midi Raisa. It's very good, according to this. Ela, but if you want to tell me, Eli, you can tell me, Sheshobra Eitzemi Menu, that no, that the nest came from the tree itself, the birds broke off the wood from the tree, the kids, and they made a nest over their pen, and so, Amaylin, and so Akadishi. It's not the kasha that took the wood from the Atzei Hegdish. So why is the nest mutabano midiraisa? The wood was Atzei Hegdish. Yes. The wood should be asabano. So Mara says, midiri, okadishi, midi, are we talking like that? Hochi bigdulin, haboy liyacha mikanaskinen. Who told you we're talking about the wood that was there when the person was matkish the tree? The loch is like this. When you're matish the tree, true, the wood that's there right now, that's osim and iraisa. But the gedulim, the new branches that grow on later, that's only osim and rabbonim. We all gedulim hegdish is mutter. So we're talking about now that the birds made the nest from the new branches that grew after you were matish it. Because somewhere our tani he holds a mila the gedulim. There's no osim mila the gedulim, the things that grow later. Mila is only something that you will matish pepeh. Your mouth has to be matish it. So what was here, Bishas, you were Makashit, that's also Midiraisa. For a grows later, that's only Midirabonin. So the cloud, there's no proof in this Bryce, it's not a Kashim of Yechnon, and it will not be a riot to a Shlokish. You can learn both ways from this Bryce. But who am Rabbi Yechnon? It's a different shot here. My Yatid, you know what it says before, that you can knock down this net off the Atzei Asher and use it. It does not mean you could use the wood itself. Maybe the wood itself is still Asabano. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the wood itself may be Asabano. So what does it mean to knock it down? Yat is defrechim. It just means you could use the chickens, the eggs that's inside it. That's not Asabano. Even though the wood itself is not Asabano according to Rabbi Yochanan, because it comes from Atzei Asher, but the eggs that's inside it, that's Mutabano. That's what I meant to say. Knock it down and use the eggs. Or Malaria Yaakov, Rabbi Yirmiya, Bar Tachlis, Yassavach, I'll explain to you, the Efreichim can become Maturim. It could be, if there are birds there, both, whether the birds are on top of the Atzei Asherah, or on top of the Atzei Hegdish, birds are Mutta. The Beitzim can become Maturim. But if there are eggs there, the eggs are also in both places. Rashi says, why? Shetzrichim Lilith. Because the eggs still need the mother, they need the tree, they have to be in the nest. They have to hatch yet. So since the eggs need the tree-like, the gossip are abon and kalil and atzmai. The abon gave an exam as if it's part of the tree itself. So just like the Atzei Asher and the Atzei Hegdish is also bano, the same thing, the eggs also with the abon are also bano. That's what he would say. But the birds, that's mutter. And Amravashi, the Efreichim shetzrich limon kebetim dam, it depends. If the Efreichim are young chicks that just hatched, that they can't fly yet. They also have to stay there. They also need their mother there, so they'll be Yosem with the Rabbanon, like the eggs itself. They still need a tree, they would also be Yosem. It's only Mutta, bigger birds, that can fly away. They do not need the tree, that for sure is Mutta. But the nest itself, Enechnam, according to Rabbi Yechnan, the nest itself would be Osabano. And we pass with Rabbi Yechnan, so the nest itself would still be Osabano.
Oh, yeah.
Here, the Mishnah Mem Beis Mem Beis. Hamoisi Kalim, if somebody, a Jew, finds some Kalim in the street, the Aleim Surah Chama, they have the Surah, the picture, the form of the sun, Surah Lavona, the picture of a moon, Surah Darkun, the picture of a dragon. The locker is Yolichim Liyam HaMelech. You have to be afraid that the Goyim use these things, they worship them, and therefore it's also the Hanor, so you have to just throw it into the ocean. Liyam HaMelech. Could be. It depends what type of a kli, what type of utensil it's on. if it's on something that's mechubid, that's respectful, that's important, so then asurim, it's also banor, they must probably worship it. But shal ha-mavuzon, mavuzin, mutarim. So on a simple kli, ordinary kli, we say most probably they did not worship it. Yonu just made a picture like this, therefore it's still mutar b'hanor. Now the Gemara says, lemaim, you want to tell me, talahanihu de palchi, that lo, to these things, to the sun, to the moon, and to a dragon, they worship. And therefore you have to be afraid, if you have the picture on a kli, they worship this kli. But lemidiach rinilai, but other things they do not worship. Because mashma, if you have a picture of something else, it's mutabanur. But the Gemara, is this true? Reminu, I ask you a question. It says the Gemara in Chulin that ha-shoichet, when somebody makes a shchit, he has his animal, and he's shechting the animal, and he has in mind, or he speaks out, lishum yamin, like he's doing it for the purpose of the star, the master, or the spirit of the ocean. Or lishum nahara, to the spirits on the rivers. Lishum midbar, to the spirit in the midbar. Lishum chama, to the spirit of the sun. Lishum levona, lishum kechavim, to the stars. Or mazalos, the planets. Lishum michol, star hagadol, to the spirit of this malach. The malach michol is the star hagadol. Or lishum shilshol, cotton, even to the spirit of a small kilas, Rashi says, a small worm. But if your intentions are to shift the animal to one of these spirits, talakuris hare elu zikhe mesim, that the animal is also bano, we consider like the guy or the Jew, whoever did this, the Jew, made the shchita l'shem avodah zarah, to see it was normal to worship not only the sun or the moon, but to worship anything, a lot of different things. That if he had in mind the shah shchita to one of these spirits, so he said that korban is zikhe mesim, it's a korban l'shem avodah zarah. True. Anything they could find that they'll think it has a spirit, they would worship. So there are a lot of things that the goyim would go to worship. But meitzar umafalchi, but to make a form on a kli and then to worship this form, these three things, these three simonim, which are very chashuv, very important. They would make the form on a kli. They would form out the form of a sun or the moon or a dragon. And they would worship this utensil, this kli. But the midiach rini, for something else, for just a yam or a dinahoris or the other things, the shilshul katan, linoi biyam avdilhu. If we would see them make it on a kli, we would say that it's just a beauty, that's all. But not that they'll actually worship it. Because the three main things they would worship, that's the sun, the moon, and the dragon. But other things, we do not say they worship the kli, but it's just there for beauty. That's the luck. If they have a cross, or they have any symbol they have, that they just wear for noi, it's mutav hanor. You'll have to sell those things. It's only something that they actually worship. It can't just be a sign of beauty, a charm. It has to be something that they worship, this charm. That's the Mishnah saying. If you find the kli, which kelim do we say that the goyim really worshipped this kli, only if it has a picture of one of these three things. These three things are kosher.
Yeah.
The other one says, the Amantit Rav Sheshis, Chumri Masnitsa Vitani. The Sheshis went to collect together the Chumris that it says in Mishnayis and the Brises, and he put them together. Vitani, sort of like this. It says, Kol HaMazalois Mutarim. All the different planets you're allowed to make, Chutmi Mazal Chamalavana. Only not the planet of the sun and the moon, that's also. So we'll soon see what does it mean. Does it mean there are one or two ways to learn here? Either it's also to make it, there's a special law, we'll soon see, not to make the form of the sun or the moon. Or does it mean to say if you find a picture, you find a kli that has a picture on it, it's also b'hanot to you, you have to be afraid the goyim worshipped it already. So we'll soon see what it means. So one halacha was, all the planets are okay. Chutz mimazal chamalavana. Second halacha was, v'chol ha'patufim, all faces, mutarim you're allowed to, chutz miparatavodim, excluding the face of a man, that's awesome. So we'll see what it means. V'chol ha'tsuras, all pictures, also mutarim ha'muta, chutz mitzurav darkin, excluding the picture of a dragon, that's awesome. These are the three halachas he learned. Now, omama, what did we just say? Chol ha'mazalas mutarim, all the planets are muta, chutz mimazal chamulavon, excluding the mazal chamulavon. Now, take out the word hokam. But my asking, what are we talking about over here? Elan, if you want to tell me, the Isa, where the Jew is making these things, he's making the form of a picture that has the form of a sun, or the sun is the form of a moon. Ibi Isa, Mishar, is it true what you're saying? You're allowed to make a form of any planet. Well, still, the Pasuk says, Loisasun iti, do not make with me. And Vidarshin, it means, Loisasun kidmut, Shamoshai, Hamisham Shemaphone the Murum. We're not allowed to make any forms of what Hashem has worship, serving him upstairs. It means all the planets, anything, all the Srofim, Chayas Vafanim, all the things that are serving Hashem upstairs, we are not allowed to make a form of. So it comes out that all the mazalos, it should be also to make a form. The Asiya, to make the form of it, should be also. It's not so true. El of Shita, for sure, the ratio of this verse, what it means to say is, B'maitza, that if somebody finds a kli that has the picture of the mazalos, you're allowed to keep it, mutabano, that we do not say they worship these kelim. Only the picture, like says the Mishnah, of the Chama and the Lohana. Who could have said that they learned in our Mishnah? How moisty came when somebody finds a kli, the Aleim Surat Chama Surat Lavana, and on this kli it has the form, the picture of the sun or a moon. We'll soon see what a picture means. So, or else Surat Darkin, Yalichim Yalam Melech. That's our Mishnah. So, Mashem, only these two planets are also. But if you have a form of other planets, a form means it has to be sticking out. It has to be boilish that you can see the form of it. So, Mashem, other planets are Mutta. What are we talking about? Not for a Jew to make it. Just if you find the kli that has the form of other planets, you're allowed to keep it. We do not say the goyim worship it. Yeah. But the Mariva Moitzit, the Brisa now is talking about that kelim that we find, what's the middle halacha? Says kol ha-patsufim, all faces are okay. Only the face of a man. Now Eva Moitzit, if you just found this kli that has a picture of a man on it, patsufadim miyotar. Is it us if you find the clue that has a picture of a man, we do not say the goyim worship it. Yes, now we wrote in our Mishnah. How much the came of Yaleim Surah Chama Surah Levana, Surah Darkin, the Lichon Yamamelech. So the idea is Surah Darkin in. Only the form of a dragon do we say the goyim worship. But parts of Adam lie, if we just find the clue that has a face, then the image of a face on it, we do not say the goyim worship it. So it's Mutabano. So how could the Bryce say, Kol HaPatsuf HaMatar, because we're parts of Adam? Why is it also to keep the path of an Adam? And what's that? The of sure the Bryce means here, the Yaita. We're talking about you're not allowed to make it. That a Jew is not allowed to make a picture, the form of a man, the face of a man. It can't be both, can't be sticking out, the form of a man. Ukrapuna, bread to Yeshua. Like he just dashed in the plastic of his sass and E.T. No, that's not his Russian, it's in see. Well, that's next to me. So the other Gemara, she says, Kari Bel Assassin, Oisi, means Kidmusi. He also dash in this word iti means oisi, and not allowed to make the form of Hashem himself. And when now a person is made kitalma kidmusai, so a person is telemalakim, can not allowed to make the form of an other. So here the middle part is talking about making. There's an instance to make the form of a man. If so, Ibi Yosef, we're talking about making, Ema Seifa, what's the third halakha we just learned? The third halakha was, Kol HaTzuras Mutaris, all the forms are Mutar. You want to tell him you're allowed to make them. Chut Mitzuras Darkon, only the form of a dragon is also to make. So Mori asks, no. We, Boisev, were talking about making these forms. Tzuras Darkon, the author. Why is there an issue to make the form of a dragon? That's not upstairs. The dragon is downstairs. You're allowed to make forms of people or things here. But here the prophet says, Leitzasun Iti, Elohei Chesed, Elohei Zohar. So Iti means, what we said before, the Shamash and the Marum. Only things that serve Hashem upstairs, but things that serve Hashem downstairs here, we're allowed to make the forms. So why does it say the third one, a tzuras darken is also? So hani in, a tzuras darken light, it's only also to